based off of what we've seen from requests for international travel to the show, based off of the cattle entries that have come in so far, just based off the number of commercial exhibitors that are participating, I don't expect there to be any decrease in our attendance. Everything looks good at this point. Our numbers at this point, pre-numbers, all look really strong. So I think that's a good indication that we're hopefully in for a good show.
How about the Canadian cattle? Up, down, about the same?
About the same. We're usually in that 10 to 12. Maybe between 10 and 15% of the cattle on grounds are from Canada, and that number, based off of pre-registers, or entries, I should say, are about where they used to be in the last couple of years. So I think they're going to have a real strong showing.
You mentioned how the dairy economy has been here quite variable in the U.S. What about around the world? Are you seeing the same thing globally, or is it more stable globally?
I think from a pricing standpoint, it's a little more stable. I think what we're seeing is, a lot of these countries, China, for example, India, Russia, and some of those countries are really putting a push to put up some dairies, and some big dairies too, and they're really counting on the U.S. not only from a genetic standpoint, but just from a management standpoint to get their dairies up to where they need to be to feed their population and take care of the kids in their schools and that type of stuff. So there's a lot of interest, international. And that's just talking to a few of our commercial exhibitors that do sell stuff international said that their, international sales were really good this year. So I think that's a good indication that globally, the dairy industry is pretty strong.
A couple of years ago, the Mideast had a big presence at the show. Is that kind of swung more to the east now?
It's funny. It goes from year to year. Like last year, Netherlands was one of our top five largest contingencies. So you just never know from year to year. And I think it's pretty diverse over there. And it's not a true indication maybe of how the dairy industry is going in that country. It's a little more as far as availability of funding, availability of visas, and that type of stuff. Because we could get a huge contingency from Colombia this year, for example, and last year we didn't have this big contingency. So the dairy's strong over there, but as far as getting over now with travel restrictions, it's kind of hit and miss who's going to be able to come each year.
You mentioned, especially when you start dealing with China, but some of the other countries as well, this is more a government enterprise than a private enterprise. Does that play into your show differently as to how you deal with these people and what type of people show up?
It does a little bit. What it does is our Department of Ag, Wisconsin DATCAP, gets a little bit more involved because you are dealing with some government agencies. Usually what it does is when you have that type of contingency coming, those are pretty serious buyers. I mean, so that's really what our commercial exhibitors like to see is like you said, these countries are having a lot of government backing for these dairies in these countries, and so they're pretty serious about coming over here, getting some products, getting technology, getting genetics, and taking it back and putting it right into play. So I think it's good when you get that level of government or university involvement for this international travel.
What do you see your greatest potential for growth in China? Is that the big one right now?
Oh, yeah, I think it's probably one of the bigger ones. It really is. You just look at their population. It's got to. It makes the most sense from a number standpoint.
And are those countries, are they looking for livestock or are they looking for embryos and genetics?
They're buying both. They're looking for live animals to be sent over there, but they're also looking to buy a lot of embryos and get some of the higher quality genetics too, because they're they're fairly similar to we are in certain aspects. You have your commercial operators that really just need to produce milk, then you have your register operators who like to walk across the colored shavings. So there's a market for both of that over there right now.
Now, talk about the show itself. I know you guys always have a few new things, a few new wrinkles to it. What's on the agenda this year?
Well, there's I think one of the things that people will notice the most that have been there in the past is if you go inside the Coliseum where the cattle show is at this year, you're going to see things different this year. The Alliant Energy Center and the Dane County have put a lot of money into certain aspects of the grounds this year, but one of the things that you'll notice walking in immediately is the Coliseum is all new lighting, and it is bright. To me, it looks like it's twice as bright as it used to be, so it's going to be a look a lot different. We got a brand new four-sided LED board, scoreboard in the middle of the Coliseum now that we're going to broadcast the show on. They've reupholstered all the seats in the Coliseum, so it's just going to look like a new facility inside there from a few aspects. And then also out in the barns, they also put a lot of money into new lighting out in all the barns. And so the barns will be lighter and brighter, and they'll have less of electrical draw on them because of the lights. So there's a few things around the grounds that that look new and different. You know, not every year do we have to do something different, but this is a situation where the facility that we have our event at has made some upgrades for us. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Now, of course, you did at one time form kind of a task force to look at what can be done to advance the show within the Alliant Energy Center. How is that coming into play besides the lighting and the things you mentioned this year?
The task force, we had our final meeting in August, and what they're doing right now is we, out of the task force, came kind of a almost a to-do list, and that was presented to our county executive, and he's looking at that and is going to figure out what he can put into his budget and kind of prioritize the list and seeing what we can do to, you know, not only make that facility better for our show, but, you know, that facility gets used 365 days a year, so... that's kind of what the task force did, is kind of came up with, and they broke it into two phases. There's more of the short-term immediate needs. That's the stuff we want to do right now. And then the second phase, this is going to be really long-term visioning, looking at that whole 162-acre campus. Is what should that look like, and what should that feel like, what should that smell like in the next 5, 10, 20 years? So it was really exciting to be on that task force, and it was a fun project to go through.
And you're going to have some new display areas outside as well this year, you know?
Yep. We got the New Holland Trade Center is going to be out in front of that. But kind of excited about that, a new area for us that we have not had in the past to help us bring in some new companies that were on our waiting list. So it's kind of exciting for us.
So now, this what, about your fourth year as general manager?
This will be my fifth show.
Your fifth show, okay. Biggest surprise so far?
You know, I think what I was involved with Expo as a commercial exhibitor and as a board member and stuff, you know, for many, many years exhibiting with different companies, and I think it's the detail behind the scenes that just kind of floors you. You think of what it takes to put on something this massive, and not just because we have a lot of people, but there's so many spokes in this particular wheel that the details that have to fall into place and don't just happen by coincidence. I think that was probably the biggest eye-opening to me, is that kind of thing. So it's been fun. It's been really an eye-opening experience for me, and it's been interesting.
You really do have a good team there, though, don't you?
Yeah, I've got a great team, and you know, we've got a good core staff that works year round on this event, and then you've got you know, just hundreds and hundreds of volunteers that really make it happen. And then you put the University of Wisconsin Badger Dairy Club kids, you know, right in our back pocket, our partners with us, and you put all those aspects together, and that's what it takes to put on a 5-day show that's this massive with this many moving parts.
Now you talk about Badger Dairy Club. You really do have an army of volunteers at this thing, don't you?
Yeah, you know, we'll use you know, north of 400 volunteers, and then we'll employ you know, between probably 100 and 150 temporary employees during the week, including the Badger Dairy Club kids, to help us really run this. And you know, and we spend all year kind of behind the scenes working on it, trying to figure out what it should look like. But at the end of the day, those are the groups that really, you know, get their hands dirty and make a lot of logistics that we think of come into place.